picture of the telephone company was having a photo contest for all over the state of Arkansas for the pioneers. Mm-hmm. Anybody that was pioneers, if they're still working or retired. And so I was, we had a bunch of us, I always take my car and a bunch of us go up, ladies go up riding, you know. So I went up way up by past Devil's Den, you know where that is? Devil's Den, Arkansas. Well, that's a pretty place up here, State Park. And I saw this little old church sitting back here in the brush and grown up so you couldn't hardly see anything but the bell tower up there. Mm-hmm. So I stopped that car and backed up, got out and took a picture of that thing, and sent it in. We could send in three pictures. And so I sent that one in of that, and I named it the Abandoned Church. And it was really abandoned. It was just brush and things growing up. You couldn't hardly see it. And then I sent in one of the natural dam up there where Arkansas has a beautiful natural dam. The largest pours over these big rocks. Great big dam. And then the Avenue of Flags, the cemetery, the National Cemetery. This friend of mine organized this National Avenue of Flags deal. And she called up the people and asked them to donate their flags. Have you heard about it? No. If you have, I won't go into details. Well, she asked them to donate the flags that was on their loved ones' caskets. So she got 500. And so then the veterans, or one of the organizations, furnished the poles. And ever on Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Armistice Day, they put up those 500 flags in that cemetery around that those streets over there, and then a little flag on each grave, and there's over 4,000. And so I took a picture of that Avenue of Flags and sent that in. I thought, sure, it was so new and different that that would, you know, win a prize. But they called me from Little Rock and said, I want you to know you won first prize, $100 on that picture. I said, oh, my Avenue of Flags? No, church. The abandoned church. And I was so surprised. I said, well, I thought, sure, the Avenue of Flags, it being so new and different, because there's no other one in the United States but that one that has this. And they use the prisoners out of the jail and everybody they can get to put up those poles, because they start in at 6 o'clock, see, because they have the ceremony at 10 oh, yeah. on those days. Yeah. Have speakers and things. Oh, and it is beautiful. Oh, to see those flags going over there, all those. Oh, makes you glad you're an American.
Impressive sight.
Yes, sir. Beautiful.
Well, when talking about fences, did you mention any kind of wall or fence?
Rock wall fence, uh-huh.
You still see those?
Yes, I still see them down around Cecil, Arkansas, down there where some of our folks live.
I see. Is there much cotton grown in this area?
No, not very much. Mm-mm. But I've seen a lot of it grow.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with any of the type of work that was done in raising cotton?
Yeah, planting and then chopping.
Now, what do you mean by chopping cotton?
Well, you chop out, you leave one or two here and chop out one, you know, thin it. In other words, thin it. They call it chopping.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that have any, well, what about
my
undesirable grass that goes up?
Well, yeah, the grass too, uh-huh. You would chop it out and keep it clean so it could grow. My husband's had a sister live down, east of here, about 16 miles. And they used to raise cotton, and I'd go down there, you know, with him. And
any particular type of grass that gives trouble?
Crabgrass.
Mm-hmm.
You have that down there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Johnson grass, uh-huh.
One thing that I kind of miss from Alabama, well, don't really miss, I miss, I'm not accustomed to not seeing it, is kudzu. You have that around here?
Mm-mm.
Like you never heard of kudzu?
Mm-mm. Kudzu.
Old green vine, not really good for much of anything.
It line around the fences.
It'll just cover anything. You just see little hills covered with it.
Well, yeah, that is around here a little bit too. It's getting around here because And where did I see just
anywhere you go near the heart now, you can see that covered. Kind of ivy-like, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know what the name of it was.